I just threw one on Gloria Green, G-L-O-R-I-A Green, 311-47. I'm sorry, 311-49. She was seen today, which is the 28th. 128-24. This is a 75-year-old morbidly obese woman. Used to be a janitor. Now she's pretty much homebound, wheelchair-bound, has severe shortness of breath with at rest and with activity, wears oxygen 24 hours a day. She suffers from hypertension, diabetes, COPD, renal insufficiency, core pulmonale, lymphedema, and pulmonary hypertension, period. New paragraph, she's widowed. She has one child, never was a smoker or drinker in the past, period. Immunization, her COVID, flu, and pneumonia shots are up to date, period. Surgical history, right wrist, tubal ligation, right knee replacement, left knee replacement, but nothing recently. Family history, mom died of congestive heart failure, doesn't know what dad died of, most likely coronary artery disease, allergy, penicillin, and tetanus. Medication. Clonidine, 0.3 BID. Hydralazine, 50 TID. Coreg, 12.5 BID. Isosorbide, 30 milligram once a day. Tazanidine, 4 milligram BID. Protonix, 40 milligram once a day. Calcium, 2 caps once a day. Renarite, R-E-N-A-R-I-T-E, one a day for renal insufficiency. Allopurinol, 100 milligram once a day. Plavix, 75 milligram a day. Levothyroxine, 50 microgram a day. Lyrica, 150 milligram twice a day. Singular, 10 milligram a day. Lantus, 22 units at bedtime. Humalog, 7 units twice a day. LANTANOPROSD, eye drop, 0.005%. BRIMONIDINE, 0.5% eye drops. Albuterol inhaler, hydrocodone, 10, 3, 25, 4 times a day. And Benadryl for itching. On exam, we find Ms. Green to be short of breath, morbidly obese, as I mentioned. She's alert. She's awake. She's able to give me a great history. Her blood pressure is 157 over 90, pulse is 92, respiration is 18. Heart pulses, pump pulses 2, with ectopics, lungs, bronchi, rouse, wheezes bilaterally, despite using a nebulizer treatment. Skin shows decreased turgor, oral mucosa is dry, lower extremity 2 plus edema, left greater than right, neurological movement of 4 extremities. Assessment, here we have a 75-year-old woman with end-stage COPD, O2 dependent, increased shortness of breath, increased anxiety, patient is in pain, requiring pain medication around the clock, period. She also suffers from renal insufficiency, lymphedema, diabetes. Her blood sugar today was 72 when I was examining her. Patient COPD has definitely worsened. She's on oxygen at all times. She's using nebulizer at least four times a day. Her head of the bed is elevated because she's no longer able to lay flat because of her pulmonary hypertension and core pulmonale. Overall prognosis is quite poor. Patient's other comorbidities include diabetes, obesity, sleep apnea, asthma, neuropathy, hypothyroidism, coronary artery disease, angina, gastroesophageal reflux, and congestive heart failure. Thank you.